Heard some just played back. Stop it. He stopped. I gotta go a little further back.
Oh, I'm sorry, Harry. Do you know what you want to play now? You don't get that practice.
No, what?
Well, anything you want.
Oh.
Five of knives or something?
No, I might be pretty on any.
Thank you.
Drifting? Dominic?
Yes.
No, you take over, Dominic.
Okay. I can't talk, I don't take over.
Where was you born?
Utah.
No, you just, where was you born, Dominic?
Me? In Venice.
Venice, Italy?
Italy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How old was you when you come over to the United States?
30 years old.
30 years old. And you were born what year and month? What was your age?
1882.
1882.
20 November.
20th November. And then you was 30 years old when you come to America.
That's right.
Where did you land in America?
Well, I come first in Ontario, Canada.
Ontario, Canada.
Yeah. That's from 1913.
Mm-hmm. What was your trade then? What did you work at?
I work all the time in a railroad.
Tempentage. Gandhi dancing.
Yeah, that's right.
And when did you first come to Alaska?
1917.
1917? And where did you enter Alaska?
I entered from Ketchikan, Juneau.
Ketchikan?
Sioux. And I reached in Anchorage 5 April.
5th of April.
1917, yeah.
And then when did you come into the Fairbanks area?
The firebound, I come on the 1st of 1922.
22. Did you work at Healy Mine at that time?
No. It wasn't open up yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was a juice of prospect at that time, you know.
You remember the two boys that originally staked that Healy coal mine before Cab got it? Do you remember them?
Oh, there was a Donison, no one.
One of them, yes.
And then the other one, I don't remember though. Who was it?
But Cap bought Cap their lease.
Yeah, Cap took it over.
Mm-hmm.
Cap had the money, you know, to.
Tell him what I asked you. How many times you been outside since you've been in Alaska since 1917? He said he's never been outside, he's never even seen a streetcar.
No, I've never seen a streetcar, you know. I thought I went to Juno. Juno, you go to Sitka, you get a contract in there to work.
You have? What is your name?
Toby Wallace.
Toby Wallace? Yeah. And you've known Dominic here for about 15 years.
About
13,
14 years.
14 years, huh?
Yeah, I've for a long time.
He worked for Cap Lake for 25 years in a coal mine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He ain't the boy that kept all his checks and told Cap he didn't spend no money at the mine, is he?
He kept all his checks and he sent $10,000 home to his son to buy a farm.
Is that right, Dominic?
When his son got $10,000, he was a millionaire in Italy.
That's the only money I had. I saved. Mm-hmm. I spent more of it.
Who was the boy that saved 24 months checks and he shook them in Cap Lathar's face and he says, I got every penny I made from you and I'm taking it with me now. Who was that?
But I got a member though.
You remember about it?
I know you wonder.
You got mad?
Yeah.
I met the boy at the depot when he left there, but I don't remember his name.
How many years did he work for Cap?
He worked 24 months without a break, and he hadn't cashed a single check.
Never cashed a check?
No. A little side game once in a while.
Oh, I
know.
That's what he was. That time we used to play cribbage, you know, and like that. Yeah, I say 25 years ago, I can save $25,000.
Sure you could.
Could save $1,000 a year.
Yeah.
The check was up in there all the time for $5,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
No. Drink up.
Have a good time.
That's all.
They used to go fishing. I remember when they used to come fishing down there. You remember when I shot the only caribou everybody was hunting?
That's
and I
right.
Right in front of my cabin and shot the only caribou in the country right in front of my cabin that time?
That's right.
Everybody was hunting everywhere and the caribou come right in front of my cabin and I shot him.
Yeah, this was fine in there, though.
Well, Dominic, would you like to hear this played back to you now? Would you like to hear this played back?
Just 2 minutes. Well, that's 2 minutes enough anyhow. I come up in Stanger 31 and take a look at this new country. I read quite a lot about it and heard quite a lot about it. And I tell you the truth, when I first come up here, I thought, my God, who's going to live in a place like this? But anyhow, finally 30 years afterwards, I'm still here. That should answer the question.
Thank you. Put your full name on there. Say your full name. No, say it right here under the microphone.
Jorgen P. Krohn.
Thank you.
Well, the only thing I can say is I'm mighty proud to be associated with a bunch of what you might call the wheels in Alaska. And
I know they all helped me out when I first came up here, and I'm just kind of proud of being associated with them. That's the only thing I can say, I guess.
We're happy to have you with
us.
What's that, your full name?
William Choate.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I come in the country in April of 1928. Been there ever since, a few years before. And it's an honor to be a member of the organization. And I think the best thing to do now is just sit back and watch how the rest of them act.
Thank you.
Frank Al Wellman.
But what you said was two wonderful things happened for you, see, in last year.
Right.
1960, you were elected the president of the Igloo number 4 as a president.
Right.
You made that statement.
I did.
Yeah. Now, you can't deny that. You've done that. And the next thing, you was elected to...
as a Senate?
Yeah.
Right.
Good, yeah. I got to pay you $40 a day to live on.
Well, senators now get more, don't they?
All right, now we were still friends.
We're still friends. You betcha.
And I got the right to talk about this.
Okay, you bet.
Now, wait a minute. You come over here. That guy sitting on this...
He can't leave that chair. He has to stay in that position, Stanley.
I can't call him over here.
Well, you have to get somebody else to occupy his place.
Adolf, I want
come on,
him
Adolf,
to come
get over here.
Come on, I'm just going to show an example now. Come on, Adolf, come on over here. Not you, Adolf, I want to guard your meeting.
Yeah.
Oh. You won't do that, huh?
Well, you can't. That's disrupting the
meeting.
All right.
Now,
they're supposed to maintain this chair.
All right, then I'm going to show you something. You see that man right there?
Right.
He was initiated tonight. Yeah. I've been working on him for 2 years to get him into this eagle.
Yeah.
And look at him. He cutthroat me. I'm going to show you the application I got in my coat. He beat me to it. Yeah, that is. You think that's fair? Huh?
They think it's fair in love and war.
We won anyway.
Yeah, okay, we got it in there.
That's good. Now, the next thing is, wait a minute. I think if you look through it.
I will be here.
Motion to adjourn has been made. And a motion for adjourn is proper any time. Do I hear a second?
I went to Kodiak on a fishing for the last package of San Francisco, and from Kodiak I went back to San Francisco. I spent another year in San Francisco and then came up to Fairbanks, Alaska. I had a sister, or still have a sister, living in Fairbanks. For a few years I followed mining for about 4 years, and then one morning I walked into another hotel and to see Roy Blockreeves. He was at that time the manager of the hotel, another hotel, and he asked me if I wanted something to do, if I wanted a job in a hotel. So I told him, okay. So I went to work that afternoon, and I've been there ever since.
You only had one job since you've been in Fairbanks then?
That's the only job, Harry, that I had. I just, as I said, I was mining for a few years on Fairbanks Creek, and but that's then the spring. I suppose I should tell you that, pardon me, that I went, I took a trip to Norway in 35. Was it 34 when I went?
1934.
Well, 1934. And back then got married. And married to a girl that I went to school with back there. So, we were married and I came back to Fairbanks.
Give her a maiden name on the tape.
Margaret Sandel was her name, S-A-N-D-O. So, at that time, I couldn't take the wife with me back at the same time. There was some certain immigration law or something that said that we had to be married, 6 months married? Before I could take her out of the country. Yeah. So I left, I went back to Fairbanks, Alaska, and the wife, she stayed at home the following year when she came over, all the way from Norway. To Fairbanks. We have three children, Jean, and Ingrid and Norman. Ingrid and Norman are twins.
Tell me their name and what they're doing there. Tell me their age and their name. Take
Jean
first.
Yeah.
How old is
Jeannie? Jean is 23, isn't she? Yeah. She's 23 years. Yeah. Jean will be 23 the 14th of December.
He's married and
living in Virginia.
December.
Mhm. And England and Norman is here with us now. They were born the 26th of February. Yeah, they will be 17. They'll be 18. See, 18 the 26th of February. They are seniors in high school at the present time and living home with us.
Now, so? Arnie, you tell me where you first lived when you got married here in Fairbanks and your life and your parties?
Well, we first lived in a little cabin down just about where Harry Hughes lives now.
No.
Don't we? Oh, where did you live in the beginning?
It's down over in Clarence.
Well, but we didn't live there. Oh yes, that's right. That's where we lived. Yeah. On the Wickersham? No.
On Fort Wickersham.
Yeah, on Fort Wickersham. We in Clarence Wolfter's cabin. Mm-hmm. How long did we live there about? For
just a little bit, until I came in the spring.
Yeah. Yeah, for about a year?
I don't know how long.
Well, let's think about a year. Then we moved down to 6th and, what was that lady's name?
226.
Well, is that across from you, Harry, almost?
Yes, Mrs. Wickens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Because Andy remembers when you lived there.
We lived there during the bad flood that we had in 37. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. That's right.
I worked in the basement of Nordale that time, you remember? I come back to work and pulled all the stuff out of the basement.
Yes, I remember you worked, you were looking after everything in the...
It was a job, but I wasn't on the payroll until next July, you know. I come back and had a checkbook.
Yeah, I know we had 3 feet of water in the basement that time. Mm-hmm. And we brought everything we had downstairs, upstairs in the lobby, and piled it up in the lobby. And we had everybody sitting on top of their trunks and...
Sleeping around the halls sleeping in the lobby down. Everywhere.
Yes.
You put beds in all the holes upstairs that
that's
time?
That's right, yeah.
They moved all the dogs in on each side of the hotel.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I did that too. Well, I don't think there's anything else to...
Well, during that flood, there was a bunch of youngsters going up and down the streets in a boat playing music, and there was one with an accordion. Do you remember who that was?
Oh.
They come right to the Lazy Street Hotel with a boat playing accordion.
Oh, is that
all
right?
Night long.
No, I don't remember.
I was working nights, so I got to see everything going on.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Yes, I know, Harry. I know. Well, I didn't get to see that. I suppose I was too busy elsewhere, huh? Well,
I seen the sidewalks and the fences going down the river.
Yeah.
Remember those old board rocks before that?
Yes. Well, I came down on a piece of sidewalk that night, I remember. Because it was one floating by the house up there, and I jumped on it, and I grabbed a piece of board and floated down to the back door of the hotel. Yes, I remember that too. Some places it was really deep, you know.
Yeah, those were the days.
Now, while you're working there at the Noria Hotel, can you remember some of the famous people that come in there and register since you've been working there?
Oh, yes, I can remember some, Harry. I suppose I should have thought of this before and had some of the names, but I know we had several movie stars down there. I know we had Lee Ayers, talked to him, and we had Joe E. Brown, yes, and
Joe Ayers.
You
was here?
They didn't stay in the Nordale, but they were. Yeah, but they were in the hotel.
They come over there.
Yeah, they were over there in the hotel, in the lobby. The day that I landed down the Chino Slough, you know, when the plane was sitting in the Chino Slough, and Crossman was with him, and Zeppler, you know.
Leonard Zeppler.
Yeah, Leonard Zeppler, he was there with him too. I remember they came into the lobby of the Nordale in the morning. It was about 10, 11 o'clock when they came in there. Violet Post and...
Joe Crossman.
Yeah, Rogers and the foil, yeah. So, as I said, we had Lee Ayers, one movie star, and we had Joey Brown, the other two, and we also had, we had Joe Lee there too, the boxer.
How about some of the miners that come in here?
The miners,
that used to be staying in the hotel when you went to work here.
Yeah, well, they were still here. Oh, there were several miners there. You take in some Pat Savage, been mining for years and years. Gus Utilla, been mining man for many, many years. And the and John Ugris from down the flat, yes. And Sid Paulson, you remember Sid Paulson? He was an old mining man down there. And Hans Tillerson and...
There used to be a bunch come in from Olness and down from Tenderfoot. They used to come in while I was there, and I don't remember all their names.
Oh,
I thought maybe you might remember some.
Well, I do, but I...
And the Miskovichs used to be in there regularly.
Oh, yes, all the Miskovichs, yes. Yeah. They came every spring and left. Well, they came
just come around the hotel almost every night.
Came in the fall and went outside and came back in the spring.
Against
Larson?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, Lee Larson.
You hit that on, it sounded like a phone dropping on this one.
That was Lee Larson. You remember him?
Yeah.
Hey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You remember he used to drink muscatel wine all the time? He had a gallon. That's all. He had a gallon jug with him all the time. Muscatel wine.
You have to hear some of the stories.
That's a fact. You had that. Every time he came to town, he had a gallon of muscatel wine.
You don't remember how we used to have to guide that liquor store at the Nordale. You didn't know who was going
to
come in there and help themselves.
No, that's true, too.
Scotch whiskey
would
come in and it'd all be gone the next morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember when they used to
take
out
to
hide it?
Yes, those were great days. They sure were.
Oh, my. Well, old Bill Arthur was mayor of Nova one time. He ran the liquor store, old Bill Arthur.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Of course, he passed on before we got any...
Yeah, Bill Larson, yeah. Well, that was Noreen's father-in-law, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in the liquor store for several years. Our liquor store.
You remember when they had the ball games here on Weeks Field, and they used to, Bush pilots used to always land there before the seaside planes even come in here?
Yes, I especially remember Harold Gillum when he came in from Barrow, you know, at night, in the moonlight nights, he'd come in. Everybody was out in the street and say, there comes Harold, you know. You could hear him coming way up, and then you'd see him fly right over the housetops, you know, landed out there in the ceiling. Bright moonlight, you know, 40, 50 below zero. I guess it was an open plane, too. I don't know. It wasn't much. Well, I guess biplanes or whatever they call them nowadays,
you know.
Yeah, I guess they were covered up, but...
Remember they had three motor planes, three of them,
yes,
too.
Yes, yeah, uh-huh. Well,
there's one at Anchorage now. I don't know if it come from Fairbanks or not, but there's one up there at Anchorage sitting by the field.
Well, I remember Noreen had a Ford, for to try and move. That's the first one I had up there. That was,
that's the one you see on some of these postcards.
Yeah.
Friday, Friday.
Boy, that was really something. That was a big plane in those days. My. A great big monster. And I remember I was out in the field one morning when they had the first bombers up here in Alaska. The first bombers I ever came
first
in.
First fighting ship that come in here.
Yeah, the first fighter ship that I ever here, yeah. 38.
About
39, those come in. Yeah. There was a flight of them come in. I remember something
about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember
it was
all. You weren't
here
when the Zeppelin made the flight over Alaska, were you?
Yeah,
well,
that must have been just before my time.
I was in Seattle when that
flight
was made. It was either
28
or 29.
Yeah, well, I believe I was in Kubiak that time, Harry.
No, it was the German. The Zeppelin,
and
the Akron,
the
one
that
made the fight up here.
Oh yeah. Okay. No, I wasn't here then. Fairbanks. No. So.
Well, you didn't win your wife at one of those dances, but you did win something else. What was it?
When was that?
When you was playing for the dances on the raffles.
Oh yeah. Well, what do you mean, the car I won that time,
yeah.
I mean? Oh yeah, that was 1936 that I won the car. Arnold Thompson was chief of police that time, when he was the chief of police, and he, I think he was the fire chief too at the same time. It was only him.
Hmm?
Oh, was he? Well, anyway, I was in bed, I've been working nights, so I was in bed when Arnold Thompson came up early in the morning, and he showed me those. Stubbed, you know, for the ticket.
Oh, he
said, all right. Well, I was sleeping. Well, he showed it to my wife, and he told my wife that if we had the corresponding stub, you know, that he had a new car for us, see? So the wife woke me up, and I had to get up and try to find the stub, and I found it. And sure enough, I had the same number, so. I put my robe on and I told the chief, I said, well, I'll ride you back downtown. It was the third of July, wasn't it? So I told him, I said, well, I didn't be able to get my license now, so he said, that's all right, you can drive it today and tomorrow without a license, he told me, that's okay. So that was it. So we had a new car then, 1936 Chevy. And, oh, seems like I had quite a bit of luck that time. I won a trip to Seattle, too, at the same time.
No,
was that later? Oh, well, anyway. So, that was in 1936, yeah. Yeah.
Well, did you make the trip by water up here when you come up on the boat? When you come in the interior, you come by boat.
Yeah, I came up on the annual Northwestern.
On the old Northwestern?
Yeah, but I came up steerage, you know. And it was at least 100 Chinese down and going to the canneries.
You remember what the fare was at $29.50?
Well, maybe.
Seattle? About that, was it? $31?
Maybe something. It was something like $30 or something.
$31
yeah.
Was
yeah,
one
time. In steerage, yeah. See. But I had one suitcase, you know, with a lot of stuff in it I had from Norway that I couldn't find when I left the ship. Somebody got away with that. Yeah, my suitcase, yeah. But there was at least 100 Chinese down in there, and about 10 white people, I guess, white men, you know.
That crew, the Chinese were coming up to work in the cannery.
Yeah, they were mm-hmm. working in the cannery that time, yeah. I don't know where they were going, but they all went off. They didn't get off the sewer. They went somewhere else. Along these other canneries up there, along the coast.
In 1929, the boat I come up on, there was 200 Filipinos and 25 Chinamen. The Chinamen were all bosses, and the Filipinos were all workers. We put half of them in two different canneries. Half of them went off at Naknek and half off at Nushagak.
Yeah, I see. Oh, yeah. Well, that's maybe where they're going to, Nushagak. Nushagak.
See, there was four canneries at Nushagak, and there was five different canneries in the Naknek area.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And there was a dozen other canneries down the coast we stopped at.
Yeah.
We had supplies for a lot of places when I come up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking loud enough from these over the mic, though, isn't it? Okay. We'll have to tell them a little bit of talking. Trying to get them head up.
Yeah. Well, I think you've burned up enough filling out here. Yeah.
How old are you now, Arnie?
Oh, I don't know.
What
did
you
say
your birthday is? You go backwards.
Oh, what is it, 52?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't you like
well, that? I'll tell you the truth, Harry. I'll be 53 the 29th of January.
You will?
Yeah.
I guess you beat by 9 years.
Oh, have you? Just
9.
52 in the spring. Yeah, that's the truth.
Well, now, I'll stop this and you're
going to
start to play some music then.
Okay, I'll play a few...
You
want
to hear a little bit of this played back to you?
Yeah, a few old...